Hey, what's up, everybody? This is your man, Kurt Blow. Yeah, pioneer old school hip hop. You know me. Yeah, I'm representing on the Hip Hop Digest show. Yes, 24/7. Tell somebody. Peace.
Niggas never learn till they end up in the news clip. The irony of selling drugs is sort of like using it. Guess it's two sides to what substance abuse is. Can't stop, won't stop, addicted to this new shit. Brand new convertibles, I'm so ruthless. Front row fight night, see how big my tube is. Fuck HD, nigga, see how clear my view is.
Balling.
But there's a price for overdoing it, doing it. This big will put you on the map. Stick up kids, it's out the tax. Plus the FBI boys with the cameras in the back. Damn.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And your friendly neighborhood, E. Green. What's up, brothers?
What's going on? What's good?
Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning, real. My nigga.
And woke me up this morning.
Hell yeah, nigga.
Shit. And you keeping me from going to bed, my nigga.
It was another East Coast, West Coast beef about the brew.
It looked like it. One nigga waking up, one nigga trying to go to bed.
So, no doubt. Anyway, happy recording day.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's just jump in for the fans. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is rappers' nicknames on the Hip Hop Digest. This comes directly from the text chain. Specifically JVG and once again Mr. Merv.
Shout out to those brothers.
They're concerned about Aubrey's nickname, the Maple Leaf. Now, I'm only saying this as a public service announcement for the text chain and all the above.
JVG's from Canada?
I don't know, but he and Mr. Merv were supporting each other.
I know Mr. Merv is from Canada.
I don't know. But
yeah, I don't think JV is.
But either way, he was supporting Merv in the fact that every time I call Aubrey the Maple Leaf, he cringes. A la, there's so much good hip-hop out of Canada.
Which
we're not disputing.
There's very good hip-hop out of Canada.
But for full disclosure, and if any of you are new to the Digest, I'm going to give you a brief history of that. We started out calling Aubrey, I think we started out calling him Mr. Canada.
Yes.
Am I correct?
Yeah, I think it was Mr. Canada.
And then we transitioned to the Canadian.
Yes. Mr. Merv didn't like that one.
He didn't like that one. Okay. Now we've come full circle. He's just simply the Maple Leaf.
How about we just call him Syrup?
No.
We can't call him Syrup?
Can't call him Syrup. What we're going to call him is the Maple Leaf.
How about Sap?
Because this,
oh shit!
This is that's pretty good. That's okay. I like that. But in any case, this has already been litigated. Okay, and I'm only saying again. Shout to Mr. Merv again. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, people have nicknames for a reason on the Digest. So anyway,
right.
So
you want to give them the reason why we give them nicknames?
Well, because again, a long time ago when we were doing the show, I got into a rut. I got into a Jay-Z rut.
Yeah, he was on Jigga Man quite hard.
Nigga, I was saying Jay-Z 50-100 times a show. I was going in, you know. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck that. We're gonna start giving these cats code names. And if you listen to the Digest long enough, you'll start to decipher the language. There's all kinds of people. LL Cool J is
The U-Log.
And people will be like, where does that come from? Well, basically, I just out of one of our drunken shows, I called him a peeled U-Log because LL Surgery's plastic was getting a little bit out of control.
The plastic surgery. Damn. Yeah, he had some facial work done.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So people have nicknames for various reasons. More likely celebrities, because there's no need to say their name. Everybody knows who they are. The corporate. I mean, I'm sure we're not the first one to call him that, but
probably are, though, actually. Jay-Z.
Jay-Z is the corporate.
Okay. No doubt, you know.
What about our man Puffy? He doesn't want to be called Puffy no more. He's Love. He's Brother Love now.
Okay.
No. He is not Brother Love. Up in this piece, he will remain the Mogul.
The Mogul.
He'll remain the Mogul, or sometimes I like to elongate his name, Coombs.
Coons, yes.
Yeah, so the elongated and coon, if you know. So people got a lot of nicknames, yo. Pandering bears. There's a whole plethora of people.
That could be anybody.
That could be anybody.
But it started with our man.
It's really Jada Kiss and Fat Joe.
And Busta Rhymes.
And Busta Rhymes, right. All of these guys are pandering bears. So the nicknames and the slang that come from the show are for a reason. And I don't want to disappoint JVG or Mr. Merv, but the maple leaf stays.
We can't call him hockey stick. How about hockey stick?
I mean, all of those things are good. And the sap may
tree
come
sap.
Into play. Yeah, I like that. That's actually...
It would be funny also to call him the hockey stick.
You know? But anyway, I just wanted to address that. It's just, you know, certain people have names or whatever. Some people get, it takes a while to get a name. Some people get a name quickly. Bodak. I mean,
right off the top.
Right off the top.
She just dropped one single and she's called Bodak now.
Right off the top. You know what I mean?
Kodak.
Oh, that's.
And Bodak.
Right.
Kodak.
Yeah. Yeah.
You called him Kodiak.
Kodiak, if you
Kodiak.
Will.
Yeah. Kodiak and Bodak.
So. You know.
Sorry, whatever that dude's name is from that trio. Sorry, but he's playing.
But in any case,
my peoples. Right. They already got a name.
His people. Right. That's their name. It Kurt's peoples.
My peoples, yes.
Right. So when you refer, when you hear the word, you know, Curtis folks.
My people.
Or his people.
We're talking about the Migos.
Right.
Those are my peoples.
Exactly. So, you know, the nicknames are on here for a reason. So shout to our brothers above the northern border. No disrespect.
Yes.
Mr. Merv, case closed.
I want to welcome our brother Brevard, too.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Welcome.
Hey, video and he gets it in, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. That nigga got it in and he went immediately in. Right off the break, he's like, welcome, niggas, I'm here.
Franchise, nigga. I video game. What's up?
Okay, hold up. Speaking of getting in, I gotta, before we get into the show proper, I gotta ask, yo. The young boy, Emmanuel Presley.
Ooh.
Yo, government. Son. Yeah, well, his government's on the text chain.
That's what he puts
that's
on
there. That's what he puts on there.
Yeah.
So
that's we don't know if that's really his government or not.
Right. In any case, I was wondering if you guys were watching the text chain when them niggas got on the young boy ass. Now, I don't know what he said to begin this shit. So you guys didn't...
The young boy?
Yeah, I had to come in and save him, B. I had to go snatch him by the collar and pull him out of there. It was crazy.
Well, what did he say to get hammered on? Do you remember? Well,
there were 1,000 fucking posts, but it was basically... I think it was something about... We were talking about why do we choose and pick and choose who we give credit to or something like that. I mean, it was something like that, but it was. I think the names were... Bun B and who was the other name? Those two names
came up. I thought it was Ghostface or
yeah, Pimp Ghostface C. and Bun B.
Okay.
Yes. How can we call? Actually, he called. That's what it is. He called Ghostface whack or something like that.
Oh my god!
It was a firestorm.
he didn't make that mistake, did he?
No, it's not a mistake. It's his personal preference.
It's his personal. He could say he don't Ghostface. Like him, but he called him whack.
Well. I'm paraphrasing, so it's right, it's on right. The chain. You can go back there and see. I don't.
Wow.
Yeah. I was
paraphrasing. He called Ghostface whack. But
I got in. I was trying to figure out what the original statement was, and they came on that.
Oh, they coming off the tough rope with that nigga Superfly Snooker.
I was like, give
whack.
The brother a chance. So, throw in the goddamn towel.
So anyway,
I don't agree with his choice of words, but he cannot like the nigga. I can say that.
So, hey, no doubt. Anyway, shout out to Mr. Presley, if you will. I just actually that just came to my mind. I just wanted to ask if you guys knew what that was all about. Anyway, let's get right in. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the blogs are unrelenting. Speaking of the corporate rapper, the corporate 444 ticket sales are damning. That's the new. I know we covered it last week, but this week we got a whole new round of the same probably half dozen blogs that I see. They are on this cat's back.
On the corporate.
On the corporate. Is the corporate rapper known as Jay-Z slipping in relevance? Are we really going there?
I think. Can I go young boy for a second?
Go ahead, my man.
These niggas talking all that shit and got no kind of money like him. So, they was waiting for him to slip. And they are so still steaming about that money to the ear thing. That's the only reason he's catching heat, B.
Jay-Z's touring has been mostly prepaid, just like his album, by way of a massive $200 million deal with Live Nation, practically ensuring that he would net nine figures for his concerts over the next decade. So Jay's already made his money, half-empty stadiums notwithstanding.
Can I say something?
My man.
Who's bad?
And niggas, for all the niggas that out there, let me do this for Jay. Do a little PSA for him real quick.
It's Jay's ex-lawyer.
Yeah. No, I'm still his lawyer.
You still his lawyer?
I'm still his lawyer.
Oh, okay.
But let me do this little PSA for him real quick. For all you niggas that wanted to see Jay in concert over the years and never could get in, God damn it, this is your chance.
Yep.
The prices are right. Get in.
Okay, I guess I'm going to get back to what Swerve is saying. So you think literally that dissing niggas for that money up to their ear was a watershed moment? That's the defining line that young boys going to be like, that's it. That cuts it.
Because he cut them. He cut them deep.
Yep.
Because that's the kind of shit that they like to do. They like to floss and show off money and do dumb shit. And he let them know that's some stupid shit you're doing. And they ain't appreciated.
So
niggas don't like looking in the mirror.
So would Jay-Z be respected if he walked up to a Brinks truck and put his face up against it? Because that's the type of money he's got. I mean, I'm just asking. If somebody took a picture of Jay-Z's face pressed up against a Brinks truck,
then he'd be flossing heavy.
Then he'd be flossing?
He'd be flossing extra heavy. Matter of fact, open the door of the Brinks truck and let him see the money.
Oh,
they can't,
oh my God.
He's not even going to touch it. He's just going to let him see the money. Let him see a peek of it, and it's to the top.
Or maybe...
It's crazy.
Or maybe Jay can actually go in the truck, right? And then they have a money, like a chair. And he's sitting in a money chair. Just the entire chair is made of money. Then would he be flossing?
Would he be flossing if he walked into Chase Manhattan and said, open the safe? Walked in and leaned his ear on the bank inside the bank?
if he takes a picture with the bank president.
Oh, my God. And like you said.
Because he can do that shit.
When you say he said, crazy.
Crazy. But the question is why?
Why would you do that, though?
Exactly.
He's just trying to... He's trying to school niggas. He wasn't... I don't think he was being facetious about it. He was just trying to school niggas that try to advance your shit. Like he said, he's trying to give you some game for $9.99.
But
niggas took it personal.
But it's the thing, though. Okay, so Jay's concert... He's already got his money in his pocket.
Yeah, he's already paid.
He's already paid. So, I guess the last question to get out of this topic is Jay worried about the optics here, about the perception of half-empty stadiums?
Probably personally, yeah, it probably bites a little bit because it hits him in his image. It hurts his image a little bit. But like I said, he's on the downside of his career. It's not like he's rising in the game. He's way on it. He should have been out the game 10 years ago.
Yeah, but
he's stretched his 15 minutes way beyond.
But you would think, and Jay probably deserves more than 15 minutes.
Oh yeah, of course.
But Jay may be on the downside of his performing career, but young boys seem to only respect money. He's on the upside of his portfolio career.
Yeah, he on
for show.
For show, nigga. He's way past that. When it comes to rising in money, he's got them beat.
He's on the upside. He's got more to go on his portfolio career.
Right. See, money, you can keep earning money after your stage show stops.
See, because
after your career is over, you can keep earning money. Money doesn't stop being earned. Niggas is earning money at 100 years old, so you could keep earning money.
It's funny because, like, Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan are two people sports-wise you think of. Wonderful career in sports.
But their sports careers were short compared to the money-making careers.
Nigga, these two motherfuckers right there is crazy. And I'm just, you know, all right.
That's what Jay-Z and Sean Combs is doing. They're showing these niggas how to make money after the shine is over.
Okay, well, we'll see about that.
I just want to say also another watershed moment. We are sitting here defending the corporate.
Can you believe that?
Defending. Never thought I'd see this.
I was the only nigga on here defending him. That's why I became known as his lawyer.
Right.
I used to be the only nigga defending him on this show.
And we're all defending him
right now.
Yep.
over concerts.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah, you know, don't a young boy don't walk up to me and talk about it's all about money and metrics and then try to shit on Jay. Then
and
that's
also
right.
The concerts will not be empty because folks gonna be walking up to the door like, yo, you got any more of them $39 tickets? Watch.
That's what's good, no doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest show is Lil Yachty wore a Fuck Joe Budden's hoodie on the stage. Obviously, your boy, we talked about this last week as well. It's getting to the new level. Yachty, it's not really a new level because Yachty had already been besmirched, if you will, by Budden's. This, of course, continue on with this nigga Russ. Again, we talk about this nigga one week, and the next week, the motherfucker, the FBI couldn't find him. So, I mean, I don't know what's up with him, you know. What's up with disrespecting Buttons, yo? I mean, literally, now, you know, this, is that a young boy signal again?
Well, actually, I think I read, I may be wrong, somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but when I read the blurb, didn't it say somebody, a fan threw that on the stage and he put it on?
Yes, correct, you are correct.
So them kind of, that reaches down to the fans. I'm not going to really, I mean, you could look at Lil Boatman and say, yeah, he did that, but apparently it wasn't his plan, unless it was one of them planted things. Here, I'm going to come on stage and you throw this up there, but the fact of what it is a fan threw it on stage and he put it on. So how much are we gonna give Yachty for that?
Well, Yachty and Buttons had some beef though. They did have a little beef. So it was easy for him to put that shirt on because he didn't like the nigga anyway.
Right.
So it wasn't a hard thing for him to do. It wasn't like he said fuck your dad and he put that motherfucker on. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna spend a lot of time on that. I just thought that was interesting. How young guys are feeling real free. And I guess it really just shows me the amount of copycat shit. Because once you one young boy do it, they all, you know, basically are signaling. It's a generational thing. Our generation said, fuck Joe Budden's.
And Joe Budden's should be making fucking money right now.
Exactly. He should be holding money to his ear.
Just like your boy down there at Cash Money started making money off of that shit. When he said that, as you finished, as you done. He started making money.
That's true.
Off of that shit.
Hey, you know what? He maybe should print up some t-shirts and shit and
hoodies and all that.
Hoodies and all that shit.
Make money off of this shit.
So, that's what's good. All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the Billboard report for this week. And there have been some developments on the top three. First of all, Post Malone, Rockstar, has been awarded the 2017 longest running rap single at number one. Okay, he jumped over Bodak. Okay, Post Malone, longest rap single 2017 at number one. 17's not over and he remains at number one. He's number one at the Hot 100. Now I'm not going to go through the rest of the Hot 100. I'm just letting you know where Post Malone is here. But there's been some developments in the rap top 25. And I'm going to start at the development at number four. Lil Pump has entered in at number four, ladies and gentlemen. At number three, Logic remains steady. At number two, Bodak, of course. And at number one, Post Malone. Kurt G, I'm not Cleo. I'm just saying.
It's right now, I'm going to put it like this. Let me go ahead and say, King Killer Cleo, you might be right at the end of the year. I'm going to give you this because what might knock Bodak out of there is this new Eminem and Beyonce shit.
Hold tight.
That shit is a ringer, should
hold,
you say.
Hold tight.
That
hold,
is a number one guaranteed.
Hold tight
it's
on that.
It's not even fair to put them two on a record together.
I get it, but if you can hold tight for a minute. Just for a minute on that. I'm still looking for Comiskey Park. I'm still looking for that Polish sausage that's been cooking all winter long. Okay, in the spring I get to go to Comiskey Park when everybody from commercial rap people claim rap ain't rap no more. Where's rap? Hip hop is dead. I'm looking for that, and I'm just saying. Each week I'm going to bring you the top three. If there's a development where your boy Lil Pump now, three out of the four. Or White Axe. I'm just saying. Doesn't matter. Now, let me say this. It's not because they're white. I feel like I have to say this each show.
Right.
It's because can't none of them MC. And that's a problem. See, you can't put MCs at the top of the rap charts because now you're putting guys who can't even rhyme, can't even MC, can't rap, if you will.
But that's been going on.
I'm just saying, but this is the result. Now you're seeing the result. Malcolm X said the chickens have come home to roost.
Yes, they have. Yes, they have.
Bah! Bah!
Yo, what it is Yo Gotti. Yo Gotti's not making it to the top of the charts. You know what I'm saying? He's not making it all the way up there.
Big Sean's not making it to the top of the charts, B.
He's not getting all the way up there.
I got two words for you. Disco duck. That's all I got.
The chickens have come home to roost. But wait till next week. Who knows? Who knows?
I'm telling you, B. What's going to happen, B? And I'm holding up.
Okay, just hold up. Hold up. Now that he's got into the topic early, heard you got into the topic early.
Premature.
Yeah. I'm going to present it in the right constraints. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Eminem and Beyonce, the collaboration, the title cut off the new Eminem album, Walk on Water. Ladies and gentlemen, I want each of us to go through and give our initial reaction to the record. Swerve, go ahead.
Yeah, I got nothing. I saw it, and I did not listen to it.
Okay.
Yet.
Kurt G., what is your initial reaction to the speaking of nicknames, Beyonce has two nicknames. It's either Wifey or Bzz.
Yeah, she has two nicknames.
She has two nicknames. But you're, go ahead.
First off, when I seen it and I said shit, because I don't even know how the hell I got on Eminem. I didn't even know I had subscribed to Eminem. I got this shit just clicked up. Like, what the fuck is this shit? So I listened and I was like, is this new? Where's this some shit? I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, no. Don't tell me this is new. Then I went and I did a search and I said, oh, shit, this just fucking came out. Oh, hell. I said, King Killer Cleo, you came to my mind. And I said, this nigga's going to fucking leapfrog everybody. He's immediately going to number one slot and going to be there for the rest of the year.
Okay.
It's him and Beyonce. You take Beyonce fans and fucking Eminem fans and put them together. That equals number one all day long.
Okay. All right. For me, I was transported. Actually, I was memorized when I heard the cut because I listened to the whole record.
You was mesmerized, B.
Yeah, I was mesmerized. Did I say that wrong? It's still early here. Well, it's late, I should say, for me. I was transported, and I had a vision, and I like to share my vision with you guys.
I had a dream.
Yeah, I had a vision. So I could see it. Here's my vision. I could see it. The crowd noise.
We got all the noise and everything.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I can see it. It's a sold out Barclays Center with Vito in the back. He's already cashed his balloon payment check. Plus, he's getting points on the door. Wifey comes through triumphantly and closes the show. While the Dick Ride blogs hearken a return of lyrics and hip hop. As the Grammy voters nod their head in approval. As the glow descends down around us. One person in the back of the arena, cheap seats, if there is such a thing, ask a simple and quiet question.
$500 cheap seats.
Is this real rap?
Wow.
That's my vision. That was my vision. It was real. It just came to me suddenly. I just saw it.
Son. Now, let me say this. I'm not going to sit here and shit on your vision.
Okay.
But what I'm going to say is, to call it, is this real rap? It's better rap, should I say. If Eminem is there, it makes rap better. With Eminem being at the top of the charts. It makes these niggas decide to bring their level of lyricism up just a touch if they want to compete with the top of the charts. So I will say that as far as rap goes, I'm saying rap on purpose, not hip hop, not niggas that's really spitting. They do this all day, every day. This is what they do. But I'm saying rap charts. So if Eminem's up at the top, yes, and that makes this rap more real and makes the people start actually bringing lyrics to the table, I'm all for it. I'll leave Eminem up there all day long. I'll take it as long as the niggas coming behind him are actually bringing up their level of lyricism.
Well, let me get in there since King Killer just took a swig of his Pellegrino. Do you think that, you know, your wonderful, beautiful, Scorsese-like vision will really happen since Eminem drew that line in the sand? Don't you think there'll be any blowback from that?
Well, I mean, look, the vision is a sold-out Barclays Center. Yeah, you know that can happen.
That's easily. Okay. As soon as you put both of those
because
names on there, it's going to happen.
In there.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. A sold-out Barclays Center can happen. Okay. Of course, things that are behind the scenes, Vito in the back, he's already got a balloon payment, plus he's getting points off the door. Of course, you know that. That happens. Okay. Wifey comes through the door triumphantly. Okay.
Of course.
That
of course.
Happens. Okay. She closes the show. It's crazy, right?
Hold on, B. How is the wifey going to close Eminem's show, though? Can you picture that?
Because
you think that would happen?
Because let's say if it's his show, right? And they're in New York already, so she's already close. She's local, so she could come in and do the little 10 minutes on the stage with him for the last song of the show.
Nigga.
Oh, got you. Got
okay.
You.
The last song of the show would be that song.
And you're missing, and you're missing because as soon as you hear that song, you'll understand why. That song is a Grammy opener and a show closer.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, that so shit once is, we complete this week's show, I will listen.
Okay. Not to mention it was produced by Rick Rubin.
Yeah, I did see that
and
too.
And some other
kid
too. I forgot his name.
Okay, no doubt. But all that being said, so I guess, again, in my vision, it's not...
Your vision is not far off. It could happen easily.
Well, I'm not questioning...
That could happen tomorrow.
I guess I'm not questioning the fact that real rap, in a sense, because that's rap now. Now we're getting into the technical minutiae here. That easily is a pop record. Okay,
it is a easily, pop record, nigga. Don't sugarcoat, nigga. That's a pop fucking record,
right,
all day long.
Right, it's easily a
and
pop
matter of
record.
Fact, if we want to really get technical, that shit was whack to me. I did not like the
there
song.
There you go.
I did not like the song at all. But I'm not shitting on it like that as far as saying, but Eminem still spit. You know, Eminem's got lyrics. So I will take it all day long compared to these other niggas.
Which Eminem is he, though?
Well, he's...
Which Eminem is he on the record?
Which
is
Eminem?
Is he My Name Is Eminem?
No, he's not My Name Is, but he's just a regular... It's a pop song, B. It's a pop song. It's guaranteed to fill up the charts. It's a teenage dream. They're going to love it.
Well, it's not even really so much the teenage...
Beyonce's on it. They're going to love it.
Right. I guess the point I'm saying is that, look, hip-hop as a music, rap as a music always distinguished, or at least used to distinguish itself in a certain form of fashion, meaning that this particular record, it doesn't matter. Beyonce's on it, Mariah Carey, Taylor Swift, Aguilera. You can name any pop siren you want. You can stick on that record. It's the same record.
Exactly.
It's the same record. And what
I'm sorry, Beyonce's not spitting. She's just doing that regular thing.
She's singing.
She's doing her.
She's doing her.
Okay.
She's singing.
You know, King Cleo also said she could be rhyming soon, so I ain't know because I ain't hear the record.
No, she's singing.
She's singing.
She's singing. She's doing her thing. She's singing.
All right.
And like he said, she could close the show with that song and have the crowd on their feet walking out of the stadium crying.
I mean, literally, this shit is on the level of R. Kelly. Like, I could believe I could fly. It's on that level, nigga.
Wow.
Yeah, Kurt G, tell him.
B, I'm telling you, I just said they'll be walking out crying. They'll be so happy that Beyonce was singing her heart out, last song, and just going for it. Blowing down the doors.
Yeah, it's on that level.
I guess I'll see.
You know, so now, all that being said... At the end, where I'm like, if somebody asks a quiet question, is this real rap? I mean, yes, Eminem's actually really rhyming, but does that have the essence of hip-hop? And I say no. I mean, certainly we already said it's a pop record or whatever, but, okay, when are we going to get, and I say we because we already get to this on the Hip Hop Digest, but the larger question of, you know, basically, if you're going to Burt Bacharach this shit, you know... Why even fucking call it that? I'm defending the name hip hop. Why fucking call it? Because it's not that. You know, stop putting whack shit on the Billboard chart. And even this from Eminem. Fuck that. It's not hip hop. It's just not. Eminem is
a pop song. Already.
Eminem is right. It's a pop song. Eminem is, yes, he's rhyming. Okay, no problem.
He's already better than these niggas, so he's going to sound better than them.
Okay,
but it's still pop.
It's right. I mean, so I don't know. I mean, I'm sure so, industry.
Well, let me flip it on you. Let me devil's advocate you. Can hip hop be pop? Because pop is popular, right? Popular music.
Yes.
Can a rap song or a hip hop song be pop?
I think the industry and people who have made money making a living doing music need and have a deep desire for that to continue. Okay? Because that's the culture to them.
Right. Because at one time, Mary J. Blige and Meth was a pop song.
No, it wasn't.
That was a pop song.
No, it was. No.
Yes, it was. B. That Mary J. Blige and Memphis song was a pop song.
I'm going to disagree.
We loved it. I ain't going to front. I love that song. It's still one of my favorite songs when it comes to MCing and singing.
Kurt,
but that was a pop song.
Let him explain how it's not. Explain how that record was not pop.
I'm going to disagree because, and I don't have the data in front of me, and I'm damn sure going to go back and do the research on it because this Eminem record is going to be number one on the Billboard, as well as rap, and be number one on the Billboard, just like Post Malone. That Mary J. Blige Method Man may have gone number one to rap R&B chart, but that shit didn't even sniff the top 10 pop charts.
But it was on the pop charts, though. It was on the pop charts. It was a pop song, though.
It doesn't matter.
So you're saying you have to be in the top 10 in order for you to be considered a pop record?
To be considered an elite pop type record.
Now you're defining elite pop record.
Yeah.
See,
yeah,
we're saying pop,
killer.
Is pop.
Because if you on the pop chart,
you're a pop fucking song. Pop.
I tell you what, I'd like to know, and I'm gonna do the research because I like to know where that song entered in on the top pop Billboard.
It was on the pop charts though. It was a pop song.
It probably was. I wouldn't say that it didn't.
Yeah, that's it.
It was
that's
a pop
the
song.
Definition.
That was it. It was a pop song. B. That was a. We loved that song. It was a pop, but it was a pop song.
And I'm not dissing the song, but let me tell you something. This Eminem shit right here, my nigga, that shit it make fucking that Mary J. Blige and Method Man sound like some gut bucket Memphis shit. It's so black.
It's two different sounds. This shit just sounds super pop. That's what you're saying.
The other shit was
sample based and had a different feel to it.
Right. Exactly. You know, I mean, really, it was Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. Really, right. If you want to get right down to it.
Right.
So really, it was hip hop in the fact that it was constructed from hip hop. It took from previous music.
It took from a pop record.
Right.
That Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell record.
Now, I'm not sure. But now in this aspect, somebody before we get thrown under the bus, I'm not sure. But I heard an interview where Rick Rubin said that he played a pop record. I don't know if it was Bob Dylan or somebody. And that record or with those lyrics may have been done already. So people and Eminem may say, well, the same way that Methanem, Tammy Terrell, Marvin Gaye, we did that with Bob Dylan or Frank Zappa. I'm not sure
when you're dealing with Rick Rubin, that's probably the case.
Okay.
He does that a lot.
So I'm not going to even say that it wasn't built on those same metrics. I mean, you're right. Rick Rubin in there, it could
because
probably.
Because that 99 Problems came from Ice-T.
No doubt. So anyway,
I was just asking. I think I got my answer that a rap or hip hop record can be pop.
Can it be pop on its merits?
On its merits, probably not.
Not.
Okay, then we agree. We came to an agreement on that. You figure it couldn't be pop on true hip hop merits, but it can be pop. I agree with you.
Right, because somebody can set out to make a hip-hop record, and somebody can set out to make a pop record.
Right. This one right here was set out to be pop.
I tell you
Rick
what.
Rick Rubin, when he made this joint, and when he called Jay-Z and said, can we borrow Wifey for a minute? Can you send her down to the studio so we could do this?
Right. He played the record for Hov first.
Right. He said, can we get Wifey to do this?
Right.
Does she have time for us?
Do I hear a humming sound in the background? You better leave that alone.
We're being very respectful. Very respectful right now, okay. B.
You know what I'm saying? I give a bzzz. Yeah.
That's a different type of bzzz.
Yeah, I mean, I'm being very respectful to Wifey here, you know what I mean? So, shout out to that. Yo, real talk, yo. Did tag team Whoop There It Is, did they really set out to make a pop record? Or no, did they just end
yes,
up?
Yes, they did. Hell yeah.
They set out to make whatever was popping at the time.
I'm just saying, yo, there's no fucking way that the two ex-drug bammers in their basement knew they was going to end up with a pop record.
I see where you're going with that. Because some of these records sometimes just become super pop, and you be like, how the fuck did that become pop?
Right, you know what I mean? So, yeah, so... Eminem and Wifey, yo, ooh, it's gonna be a shake up in the charts, I bet, in a week or so.
Ooh, probably already shaking it up.
Indeed. All right. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Let the Veterans In.
Uh-oh.
This week, we're gonna Let the Veterans In. Cam'ron returns with his new mixtape, The Program. I got through 50% of it. I'm gonna get through the rest of it. What I'm gonna say about Cam is I like Cam. And I always like Cam because Cam's voice is so distinctive. He's not one of them guys you can be like, who the fuck is rhyming? Who the fuck is that? You're going to know instantly it's Cam. So I kind of miss his voice in the hip-hop landscape. What we talked about last week, let me get my wet blanket on. What we talked about last week about veteran guys needing producers... Cam, what me and Kirchy like to call it, drama music.
Yes, love that drama music.
Right, it's too much of the same type of production. Now, there's two records on there I did like. Lean, where he's got like a children's choir singing Lean On Me. Mm-hmm. And I did like that. And then the right record after that, DIA, Cam is on his shit right there. You know what I mean? I just like his deadpan delivery. I like Cam, but he needs a producer.
I listened to the whole thing.
But see, the thing about a guy like Cam, to me, his ego is so fucking big, my nigga. Nigga's ego is huge.
Listen to it, Kurt?
I haven't listened to Cam in a minute. I'm not even going to front on you. I like Cam. I do. But like his production lately and the last few albums and mixtapes or whatever he calls them he's been putting out, the production level has been so low. And he just needs help.
Well, because he only really rhymes over one type of, and that's that
drama music.
That's that drum machine.
What's the name of that kid that he always fucks with? That type of music. I can't even think of that producer's name, but yeah.
Right, he always right, and that's at least I only got through 50% of it. I have yet to listen to the rest of it, but again, I listened to enough to say, you know, shout out to Cam, welcome back, but I'm gonna throw a wet blanket on the project, nigga. You need a producer, so. And
when
the next
dude sent it on. I'm sorry, when he sent it on the chain, I was like, oh shit, cause you know I'm a big Cam fan, but as I listened to it, I was like, oh come on, son. I expected better.
Oh, well.
Like, frankly. And what Curtis said about his him being all up on himself, that there's a skit on there that clearly explains
okay.
all of that.
All right.
Say I ain't ready to be nobody's godfather.
Oh, the one with the I invite you to my baby shower shit.
Oh, my God. Damn.
No doubt. All right, and his next one on the Let the Veterans In is De La Soul Dave. Details his battle with heart failure on the new video, Royalty Capes. So, of course, like all of us, I was shocked. You know, Dave, he has congestive heart failure.
Yeah, I shared that video on text chain.
And it's crazy. I mean, obviously, we are middle-aged men, so it probably hits us closer than it's going to hit a young boy, for certain. But all that being said, and he's wearing a life vest and everything. I mean, which is crazy. All that being said, I'm not a doc or anything. My thing with congestive heart failure is... obviously you can die, but it is not as bad as you would think. Congestive heart and then heart failure, it's just basically your heart doesn't pump efficiently. And so what happens is you retain a lot of fluid, you know, very shortness of breath, difficult to breathe, no stamina, the whole thing. I mean, obviously, you know, so it's a chronic condition, you know, similar to something like diabetes. You know, it's chronic. It's just an inefficient heart that doesn't pump efficiently. Now, granted, over time, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, that's what's up. So we're going to send certainly prayers and shouts out to Dave. I mean, he's handling it. You talk about handling it like a G, you know. I mean, putting that out there. Not the fact that he put it out there, but just, you know, we hate to hear that. But anyway, definitely shout to De La Soul, who's probably on a lot of people's all-time favorite list.
Well, if you're putting together a list, an official list, they are definitely top two. You can't. Top two. I can't see. Matter of fact, if they ain't number one on your list, is a problem. But I will give you somebody else if you want to throw another name in there. But they better be official.
Well,
there's Public Enemy group that, you know.
I know Public Enemy, right?
Yeah.
I'm saying I will give you somebody that they better be official if you're going to throw another name above De La Soul.
Right. Well, I don't know if you're going to get an argument from the bulk of the text chain brethren. There may be a couple young boys who want to talk about the Maple Leaf, but.
I'm talking
but
about
that. He ain't no group.
Oh, okay.
They may want to throw Outkast in there.
Well, and they deserve to be in that list. Right. That's not hearsay. So or heresy, if you will. So
shit. Wait a minute. There's only one group right now, and that's Kurt's Peoples, ain't it?
I think so. Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, in the commercial
in
world.
In the commercial world. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So, commercially, anyway. Anybody that's actually making any noise, yeah, that's my peoples.
So, all right, let's get it in. Next up, going to Hip Hop Digest, Meek Mill. Is he the poster child for unjust incarceration? Your boy Meek Mill was sentenced to 2 to 4 years in prison as a result of a probation violation. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to get into count and the amount territory as I continue on. Well, it all started back in 2005. When he caught a case for illegally possessing a firearm and assaulting the police. He was given probation, which he would violate 3 years later in 2008. Meek had caught another case for drug dealing and gun possession, which he received an 11 to 23 month prison sentence. He was released in early 2009. And landed again 5-year parole agreement. He then violated his probation in 2014 by ignoring travel rules and making unauthorized trips to see then girlfriend Nicki Minaj. He spent 4 months behind bars before being re-released. And in 2016, he violated probation again. By submitting cloudy urine. Meek,
so,
2 to 4 years.
What did he do recently, though? What did he do recently to get locked?
Because
he just
dirt
got
bike wheelies and shit.
Yeah, I think it was something innocuous. I didn't catch that in the copy that I got the info from. But I believe it was something innocuous. And there's two parts to this story. The second part of this story is how the judge treated Meek, and it seems to be the judge was not an honest broker. Okay, I didn't have enough time to research that. If events warrant, we will bring that back up. But the key thing here to me is Meek's personal responsibility from staying out of the Bing. Here, we got a guy who's going to the Bing for 2 to 4 years. That is a lifetime. In music aspects, he may never regain his career. He may, but I doubt it. Okay. B, these are a litany of just dumb ass charges.
Well, B, C, if you're looking for a sympathetic ear on this show, I don't know how my brother King E. Green feels over there, but if you're looking for a sympathetic ear, you're not going to get it here. All that free Meek Mill talk. All that shit is bullshit to me. Yeah, okay, he may have gotten locked up on some Trump charges, pun intended. But it's some What the fuck? Nigga, you on probation. Nigga, you can't fart in public. If they tell you not to do it, nigga, don't do it. Nigga, you crossing the fucking street. You can't jaywalk, nigga. Go to the fucking corner and go across the street, nigga. You can't do shit that might seem like it might be illegal. You on probation, and how many times have you been on probation, nigga? How many times
have you broken probation?
Exactly, nigga. And you want sympathy, and niggas are standing out here with free Meek t-shirts? What the fuck are y'all dumb niggas doing? All the shit that y'all should be standing up for, y'all standing up for this shit? Really? Trump is about to get shit all fucked up and y'all standing up for this shit, nigga? Really? What the fuck is y'all dumb niggas doing? Every one of y'all niggas standing up free Meek need to be fucking ashamed of yourselves.
The blog...
Come strong to the microphone.
Yeah, the blog's... the first comment was very telling. If you're a criminal and you go to jail, it's justice. It's part of the game. It's what you signed up for when you decided you were going to be a lawless wannabe gangster. Real Damn. Men understand that. Well, there's a portion of the crowd who is not feeling, Kurt G notwithstanding, who are not feeling sorry for Meek Mill. Meek Mill had enough money and probably very decent legal representation to keep him out of the Bing. Okay, the fact that he got knocked probably for something innocuous,
right,
and an asshole judge. Well, you don't even see that asshole judge if you don't do dumb shit.
Yep.
It's hard. I don't know. Maybe they're going to, again, B, they're going to call us old niggas. They're going to call us fossils.
Haters.
The haters. They're going to be like, y'all niggas, they really ain't down with the streets.
Well, fuck that.
Damn, street. So I ain't. Fuck the streets.
I'm saying Meek Mill's knew better is my saying. This is how I feel about niggas. If you know better, do better. Meek Mill's knew better. He knew better than to fucking violate probation, but he keeps fucking doing it. So what? You're going to get caught up. So, asshole judge got you. You didn't get lucky this time. He still might get the fuck out because he got so many niggas in his fucking corner talking about free Meek.
That's true. Even a corporate.
Right.
Even a corporate at concert, too.
Wow. A bunch of dumb niggas. I don't care what their name is or how much money they got. Why the fuck you standing up for the shit that this nigga doing?
Let me ask you a question. Is Mills a guy who needed to keep the gangster edge on his image? Did he need it?
But this shit he did and got caught up wasn't no gangster shit. I will agree with that. But still, he needs that. He has that image anyway from his background and shit that he's done. He already has that image and his music and the shit that he says in his music. He already has that right in his background.
And my second question is, does the label sort of foster that? You got your boy Gunplay, you know, who's in and out of the system, not as of late. His boss, you know, William Roberts, who just beat the pistol whipping charge, you know, and then you got Mills on the label. You got a lot of guys, you know. Does Maybach Music Group sort of foster that?
No, because they got Wale.
You just can't let Wale live, huh?
Let Wale eat.
Let him eat.
DMV with it.
Let him eat.
Wale just took a shiv.
He did. He caught that nigga straight up. Nigga, what you doing? You in the wrong cell block, nigga. You cell block C, nigga. This D.
Maybach Music. Oh, God.
Whoops.
Yeah, he did. He straight walked up on that nigga. Shanked that nigga.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, shit. So you saying basically you don't give a fuck if it's hoved.
I don't care who it is, nigga. Who's ever standing up for this shit? This shit right here, my nigga? Right here? You standing up for this? Really? Free Meek Mills on some shit that he did to himself. I can see if this is his first time getting busted for some shit and an asshole judge want to put him in jail for this. And I'll be like, I'll be on your side right now. Like, what the fuck? The judge is tripping. But nigga, Meek Mills done violated probation too many times for me to have any fucking sympathy for this nigga.
Yeah, I guess for me, I always kind of look and say, wow, Mills, he had nobody in his corner to be like, you know what, B? Because you are an MC and you got a little bit of guap and, you know, you're doing your thing, you don't need to violate here because you're going to run up against somebody who's going to really want to make an example out of you. He had nobody in his corner to counsel him for that.
This nigga.
Clearly not.
Because he wanted to show off and pop wheelies in the street. He's been popping wheelies since Philly. Popping wheelies. I understand that what he was doing was some innocent shit, I guess you could say. It wasn't nothing that was that big.
But an asshole judge was waiting for
waiting for an opportunity to get a nigga in front of them that they can make an example out of, and he was that nigga.
Now, what I will say is that I am fully going to support those who are supporting Mills in a very thin, the unjust justice system.
I'm not supporting Mills at all.
It ain't got nothing to do with it, though.
Well, I'm not supporting the unjust justice system, right, but not Meek Mills at all.
Well, I'm only saying that in the fact that what he did is so innocuous, and I guarantee you there is millions of case laws with people who have done something a million times worse. But because the justice system is not a fair arbiter.
It's not. We know
that. That's not the argument.
The argument here is about Meek Mills. It's about Meek Mills.
The argument is Meek Mill ass knew he was on probation. And he knew that Kurt said he can't fart in the street. Everybody knows. DC, remember last year, whenever it was, when the dudes was riding around dirt bikes, they was trying to make a new law for that shit. You're not allowed to ride a dirt bike on the fucking regular street. It's a stupid ass crime. It's a little bitty ass. I mean, who is really getting hurt in some shit like that?
Nobody.
But it's a fucking law.
Gentrified white folks.
He was on probation and he got caught out there. Period.
No doubt. I guess. I mean, you're right. I understand what you're saying. And he was on parole, my nigga.
On probation. Okay. Okay. Whatever it was, he knew he couldn't do nothing wrong, nigga. They tell you to spit out that gum, nigga. You can't chew no fucking gum. Stop it. Don't get caught chewing fucking gum, nigga.
No doubt. And I think that probably Mills, because of his background, was so used to being under the control of the justice system. He's like, fuck it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know?
And
fuck it. Videotape this shit. Yeah, nigga. We popping wheelies.
Yeah. And
we having fun.
Yeah. And he ran up on the wrong one, and that's unfortunate. So.
It is.
But anyway, so at this portion of the show, you know how we do. It's the world famous Kurt G's albums of the week.
All right. This week, we got Pro Status and Jack Wonders, Magic and Bird 2. That's Pro Status and Jack Wonders, Magic and Bird 2. And we got Ja Monte testing her creation. That's Ja Monte testing her creation. And the instrumental joint is Millennium Jazz Music, Made in Germany, OTR Volume 2.
All right.
Can I get a special request since you, can Killer hit me with that world? Can we, in the upcoming weeks, can we get back to some of that old school hip hop like that Malcolm McLaren and the world famous Supreme Team stuff
you
like that?
You want some of that early, some of that early 80s stuff?
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, you know what? For the whole rest of the year, I got you covered.
We gonna my man.
Early 80s for the rest of the year, my nigga.
Oh, shit.
Yes, sir.
Old school shit.
All right, that's what's up. All right, shout out to everybody on the text chain. You know how you do. I love it. Thank you for your participation. Hip Hop Digest family in full.
One.
Peace.
This is the Voice of America. The following program is in Russian.
Transistor radio, transmissions live. Tune the frequency in if you want to survive. We broadcasting for those behind enemy lines. We broadcasting for those behind enemy lines.
Yeah. Call me a verbal alcoholic. Domestic abuse against rappers are torment. I hope you had fun while I chilled and laid dormant. Each line up until the last bar, then the chorus is murder. In the verse, spitting slugs from my taste buds. Each tap counts, cause ammo I don't waste none. This is a power trip, so listen up clear. You can love it or leave it alone. This is my year, pray I lose. Terror cell, light the fuse. Icon, nice on mics. Enemies are bombed. In the midst of it all, see I managed to remain calm. Shower napalm, me and my liaison. Pull a Bugs Bunny, click the lights off. Swing a bat like I'm fenced in a dream. Now you seeing stars. A beat for me's an obstacle course. I run through it till each and every level of the sun gone.
Transistor radio, transmissions live. Tune this frequency in if you wanna survive. We broadcasting for those behind enemy lines. We broadcasting for those behind enemy lines. Transistor radio, transmissions live. If you wanna survive, we broadcasting for those behind enemy lines. Broadcasting for those behind enemy lines.
Every verse that I write is murder, but take it slightly further. I'm like the Burgermeister, Meister Burger, ice cold heart.
great white shark, my soul's frozen. Rappers stay posing, get broken and blown open, loading shotguns like they assassinated Malcolm. Leave you leaking like a highly anticipated album. Check the blueprint, made from the greatest rappers' legacies. Blood fetish, apples flat, tepish to my enemies. Heads on stakes, on the path to my kingdom. Cause I'll overthrow the system before I become a victim. Victor Von Doom, leave your body floating like a pontoon. Pond scum rappers getting flooded by this monsoon. Mean Gene Oakland, dopers from here to Oakland. Yodeling on the top of a mountain, shouting I'm doper than any rapper you co-defend. I'm poisonous like Cobra Flam. Feds focus photo lenses, so we speaking code again.
A few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone.
Transistor radio, transmissions live. Tune this frequency in if you want to survive. We broadcasting for those behind enemy lines. We broadcasting for those behind enemy lines. Transistor radio, transmissions live. Tune this frequency in if you want to survive. We broadcasting for those behind enemy lines. We broadcasting for those behind enemy lines.
That's the street.
Shit is like that's real abrupt, you know what I mean? That's gracious.
That's the street. That's the street.
Yeah.
That's yeah. The street. That's where we
all the facts, yo. Been doing this since your favorite mixtapes at Clue. Mysterious aura, girls wanna pursue. 2-5, old to the new. Griselda movement, new and improved. Still salute the truth, praise due. Raw resume, they clone all my DNA. I'm the blueprint, still niggas wanna jack today. My wave the format, still I'm beyond that. Spit calico flow, laying where the floor at. Peace to that pro era, respect the golden era. My aura legendary, never second, best ever. For no apparent reason, I'm ill. Smooth and unusual, before you got a view on YouTube. Keep your eyes out of my pocket, bro, and do you. In a strip club, throwing bands at these bitches. Funny part is that you only do that for the niggas.
That's street. That's street. That's street. That's street. That's where we are.
Yo, basically a rare design from a cloth that you can barely find. Wicked niggas with power, love to enslave the mind. I'm highly respected like shooters on a gun game. Mahdi the hunter, rhyming like animals untamed.
Street.
Predatorial dark scope of a sniper's aim. Life is a trifle game, trapped in a spiral flame. Pleading, shit I had you bleeding, screaming Bible names. I take a real ghetto queen over an Amber Rose.
Me.
Fuck a tit job, an ass filled with silicone. Iron jungle, I made it from where the killers roam. Mind blowing, so ill I don't even be knowing. Spit that poltergeist, what I write is like an omen.
Street.
Three kinds of people
that's
use the streets after dark.
That's
streets after dark.
That's street.
Policemen.
That's
criminals.
That's
and potential victims.
Street. That's street. That's where we always meet. Street.
Potential victims.
I'm here. See, I'm at war with you rappers, skirt wearing and fake trappers. Romp a pompous pump blaring, deal with aftermath after. I left my hometown, packed up, Midwest bound. Just me and my shorty, only a few hours to hold us down. Went from the state by the big city, bright lights, air gritty, Gore-Tex steps, basement life, just bear with me. I was in the group then, Penn Station, tracks was moving. My brother handled the business, my focus was the music. Then we dropped two mixtapes, still trying to get this shit straight. A3C a few trips, I was built for the high stakes. Started doing beat battles, pressed up a few discs. Met a couple of A&Rs, one so happened to beat Riggs. A few frauds got me, couple thousand, I was sloppy. But let me find that bitch now, so I could get the clip loud. Just a learning experience, cause now I'm much wiser. Wear Koofies and fatigues, cause in war we born survivors.
King of the town. Yeah, I've been there.
Oh, hell, there he go again.
Allow me to clear out the air. Write a book full of medicine and generate news.
No, I click clap.
Y'all niggas got the game fucked up.
King of the town. Yeah, I've been there.
Oh, hell, there he go again.
Allow me to clear out the air. Write a book full of medicine and generate news.
No, I click clap.
Y'all niggas got the game fucked up.
Still at war with you rappers, bitch made and gay actors. I sit them back slow cause this dough has been a factor. Came through the trenches, off the benches, never losing. Slump fest first set, wreck was tested and proven. Forced to get my hands dirty, grind hard, can't outwork me. Whenever it's showtime, I show up like James Worthy. Then I ran in the act, heard him rap and built the kinship. Black Ops, I give you the story through my lenses. Dropped three joints up and down the road for these shows. So I'ma pick the lock if this door is ever closed. I chopped it up with Button right after I opened for him. Two niggas from Jersey properly opened a door for us. See, I smash you niggas in the dust particles. Put your obituary next to my newspaper article. Rex my big homie, forever promote the message. Wear Koofies and fatigues, drop bombs but never flex it, motherfucker.
King of the town. Yeah, I've been there.
Oh, hell, there he go again.
Allow me to clear out the air. Write a book full of medicine and generate news.
No, I click clap.
Y'all niggas got the game fucked up.
King of the town. Yeah, I've been there.
Oh, hell, there he go again.
Allow me to clear out the air. Write a book full of medicine and generate news.
No, I click clap.
Y'all niggas got the game fucked up.
Activate the chakras. Zulu, Shaka or Shaka, get Rufus or Ruthless. These coppers will stop us and pop us and pock us. Hail Mary, run with me, let them come for me. I'm like Ali and Ali, noble Jew of Muhammad. I ride the tail of a comet, sit back and watch America about to choke on this vomit. If we must, may we fight back, back. With the nation of a meal, black steel in an hour, 10,000. I take a shower, take the roots of a flower, compare the roots of ours. Alex Haley, Davin Ailey, ladies dancing on the ceiling, but the floor could use it more. The windows talking to the walls, walls talking to the roof, roof talking to the door. Door open up and tell the hood to run and tell the ghetto that if we have to bust, we bust, but people never let go. So let's go deliver one last death blow, cause we know that if we must, we never die. The spirit lives beyond, beyond, beyond.
Beyond the wickedness, living ridiculous life. I'm ready to fight if it's necessary. It's scary, the biggest blue Billy Club, bearing gang, harassing every king. Regardless, niggas been a target since Amistad. Chi-Town look like Lebanon if we must. Die, I'ma die in the name of niggas that wore chains that marched in the rain across Alabama rivers. When the baton got delivered to the back of a queen while she singing No Waste Tide. So they died, now we fly, so we sleep, say we woke. Got them J's, them niggas broke. Physically, fiscally, monetarily, spirituality done. If we must die, gotta make it mean something. Mean something. Mean something. Mean something. Mean something.
If we die, man, we gotta make it mean something.
If we must die, let it not be like hogs, hunted and penned in an inglorious spot, while round us bark the mad and hungry dogs, making their mock at our cursed lot. If we must die, oh, let us nobly die, so that our precious blood may not be shed in vain. Then even the monsters we defy shall be constrained to honor us though dead. O kinsmen, we must meet the common foe. Though far outnumbered, let us show us brave, and for the 1,000 blows, deal one death blow. What though before us lies the open grave? Like men, we'll face the murderous, cowardly pack, pressed to the wall, dying but fighting back.
Fellas are fly and the girls are princes.
Let's rock, let's rock. Come on, everybody, let's rock, rock, rock.
My name is Mandy, and I just wanna say that I'm a rap nonstop till the break of day.
Let's rock, let's rock. Come on, everybody, let's rock, rock, rock.
Throw your hands up in the air. Everybody shake it very air. If you're feeling good and you want to rock, somebody say, oh yeah. The funky beat, 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 funk, funky beat.
Beat, beat, funk, funky beat. Smiley, rock the house. Beat number one time, turn it out.
Just gather around, it's time to begin. Open up your minds and let me in. Because I've been on since the day of my birth. They sent me from heaven to rock the earth. When I was born, the Lord looked down. Said a girl like me would never be found. And then he gave me a dancing voice. So whenever I'm hurt, I'll be the only choice. So rock that body from east. Cause I'm the girl MC with the most finesse.
Smiley, rock the best. Rock the south, east to west. Huh. Oh, oh. Oh, oh. Oh, oh. It's Smiley,
when you come a little closer, I'll show and tell that I'm the girl that rocks so well. With my sexy voice and my devilish rhyme, you're guaranteed for a good time.
Smiley,
yeah, that's my name. Destined for fellas, fortune, and fame.
Smiley.
The one with the sexy devilish voice. When I get on the mic, I make the people feel good. Because I do it just like an MC should. You start to clap your hands whenever I speak. Moving your body to my funky beat. I rap on the mic so viciously. Everybody knows Lady Smiley. I'm the one MC that makes the people dance. I use my voice to put you in a trance. So you start to lose control of your mind, your body, and your soul. You can't rock if you get on the floor. So come on everybody, what you waiting for? Let's rock, let's rock. Come on everybody, let's rock.
Let's rock, let's rock. Come on everybody, let's rock, rock, rock.
Let's rock, let's rock. Come on everybody, let's rock.
Let's rock, let's rock.
Move, move your body.